clap together. One, two. Is it back? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is a little bonus episode. We had Lenore on. She was the first guest on the Trauma Within because we started during Stalking Awareness Month, which leads us to this little bonus episode because I don't think we really had enough time to really focus in on the work that you're doing, you know, the work that we get to do together as well. I think both things that you're doing are so important and so needed and so expansive, but I think, you know, let's flush them out a bit. So let's talk first about Lenore Claire Consulting. How did we get here? Well, we know how we got here, but like,
why? We got here because of a lot of harm. We got here because it was the short version. When we were filming, and I'm not going to say the name, but one of the biggest true crime shows in the world, they interviewed my stalker without my consent, which is what I believe triggered him to attempt to kidnap me. So after the nightmare of all of that, I started meeting other survivors who told their story, especially in a post-Me Too world. Now a lot of us are feeling more comfortable to share our stories and realizing that the media just does not know what to do with this and causes a whole other layer of harm. And so I started seeing the work that a lot of my friends and my peers, like what you're doing with your other company, look at us with all our companies, with the intimacy coordination and going, that's amazing. Like I want that for us. And realizing the reason why intimacy coordination exists is because there's unions that are requesting this kind of work, right? And when you have unscripted documentary, you know, true crime, there's no union to protect us. There's literally nobody. And that not only is there no union to protect us, we're by nature of our what's happened to us, we are traumatized people who have already advocated for ourselves. We may not come from a media background like I do, where we even understand that this is more harm being done to us. We're just so appreciative to have our storytelling platform, either for catharsis or, you know, say it's like a family of missing persons kind of a thing. You need to get the message out, but you don't realize that you're being exploited because they want a soundbite. They want to tell a narrative that may not be authentic to your experience. And you're just at this point, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're seeking help, you know, whatever it is, you just want to be there. You don't really realize how much you're being taken advantage of. So the reason why I call Lenore Claire Consulting is not that I'm so fabulous. It's that I literally thought it was just me. I thought it was just going to be me doing this work. Sure. And then, you know, I started realizing it was much deeper than that. And then I was sort of, I can't tell you how many people told me about you before we like met.
Oh, we, and, that's like a thing. We,
yeah.
We,
yeah.
Like, you don't know Lenore. And I was like, no, who the fuck is that? Why do you keep asking me?
Right. Yeah. I was having the same experience. Exactly. And so when I was kind of putting together this, like, you know, these bad bitches, just these, to me, this dream roster of people that I was like, because originally it was an idea, but since nobody was doing this work, it was all conceptual. And so once I was able to sort of, you know, like the project that we did together, it was like, oh, this is working. This is how it could be. This is how it should be. Yeah. And so in the UK, they have duty of care, which we know now because we just did a UK production, where a lot of these things are in place, where they do psych evaluations of the storyteller to make sure they're even okay to be on camera. We don't do that here. We just shove a camera in your face and are like, you know, lights, camera, trauma, you know, it's like so insane.
Literally. Yeah.
So insane. Like I have a friend, I'm not going to say her name. I think I told you the story. She didn't know what happened to her was trafficking. Yeah. Until she was in the chair, the lights were on her, and they said, how did it feel to be trafficked? And she was like, I knew harm was, I didn't know that was what it was. You know, like that should never happen, you know? And a lot of these producers, they're well-intentioned. They just don't understand anything. On another production, you know, there were multiple survivors. This case was not adjudicated, and the producers thought they were doing a good thing by getting everybody together and talking, not realizing that the opposing counsel for this offender is going to try and say it's a conspiracy. And now they've all cross-pollinated their stories. And that's something that, you know, we understand. If you understand the legal system and all this stuff, you'd know that. Take the Cosby survivors. They were not allowed to interact with each other until after, right? So again, those producers thought they were doing a nice thing, having everyone together, but they were actually putting their case at risk. So we do a lot of things, you know, everything from you can hire us to be like kind of like what an intimacy coordinator is. It's the, we call them the survivor liaison. So we work between production and the survivors and intermediary to make sure everything on set is done correctly, as well as everything in the pre-production. You can also hire experts. You know, a lot of these shows, they just get somebody who does a podcast and it's like, no. They're not necessarily trauma-informed. They don't necessarily understand that. So I take my casting background and then my advocacy background and I find the best person. We have homicide investigators, genetic genealogists. I really tried to make
the
sure
that there's thick.
It's thick. Yeah. And there's even people who aren't on there that we just have great relationships with. Like today I was on a call about sex assault in the military and I was like, I got the person. So, you know, we kind of have that and definitely deferring to experts from different communities. Like I have Transdo Task Force to speak to the trans experience. And, you know, I kind of really tried to make sure that everybody had appropriate representation to the best of my ability or could get to that appropriate person. And then we also could be hired for scripted and unscripted. So if there was, for example, you know, say someone wanted to do a movie about a wrongful conviction, well, you could actually hire Amanda Knox and she could talk to you about what that experience is like. So it's getting actual experts instead of just making it up. Which they do.
Winging it.
Doing a Google.
Who would ask for these services? Like who would it be the director? Like who can ask for this kind of support to be available?
Great question. So typically like when there's a production, right? So it would, because I tried, when I started this company, I went straight to networks and I was like, you guys want this. And they were just sort of there. What they were reading between the lines, they were saying like, no one's forcing us to pay this. So like, we're just not going to. I learned that very quickly. So what we've done now is we've started establishing relationships with production companies, like a different project that I'm on that if it goes to being greenlit, you'll be brought into. But I'm doing the casting right now and finding the survivors that are in a good place to tell their story. So we work with production and it could be like on the British thing that we did, that was the director. And she was like, she sought us out, right? Which was really super cool.
She's so great. Oh, I miss her.
So great. you know, I mean, it's the kind of thing where because there's nothing forcibly making these companies do this, it's about us putting it out. And you'd like to think that the producers that want to do better from their companies will reach out to us and work on the project. Although I am having some survivors requesting us and sometimes
that's the producers also a thing.
That is actually part of how it got cemented with the British production. Yeah.
And I think we can also talk about like, you know, hiring folks from Lenora Claire Consulting isn't just like, we're just on set. Like we had many meetings beforehand. There are many conversations and there's such intentionality within, you know, creating this and wanting to show up for folks and like, you know, checking what kind of triggers do you know you have? What allows you to ground? Like, let's figure some things out. And then being on set, like we are also on set. Cool. When you were telling your story, we are watching, we're seeing your body language. We're seeing the energy change. If you need a break, we'll call the break, right? Like this type of support hasn't existed. And it's wild that like we're the survivors that are like, it hasn't happened yet. I'll do it. Always. And it sounds like that's how you got here was fine. Fuck it. I'll do it.
I mean, is that how everything that you've kind of done, you know, you're like, right. Yes. It's just be the person that I needed. Right. And I guess that's me. And I also want to be clear that like, even if, especially these smaller productions, like a lot of documentaries or small budget, like we'll work with you. Like if you can't have the full service, right. You can definitely afford to do a Zoom with us and we can just say, okay, so here's some mindful recommendations about how to do an interview. And then you can just take that in for, again, that's very affordable. There's nobody who cannot like, so if you want it, you can afford that. It's very low cost. And so it can be that all the way to the full service, like what we did with the British production, where it was just everything from me even helping find survivors, right, to being like, these people are well suited for this and these people want to tell their stories and all the work. I mean, you were amazing on set. Like I'm still getting texts from a certain person about that. So,
you know. We also just make sure that when you leave this set, you also still feel good. Like we make a little cute bag, Lenora's bags, great. But we want to make sure that it's not just a one experience, right? Like as survivors ourselves, we understand once you tell your story, as we've told them so many times, but you know, some days that after you tell it, you might have a rough day. Every day is different. And so we wanted to definitely make note of that. And I just really love the intentionality of like the way that you've structured this, because you're like, oh, I haven't thought about this. Let me do this. Blah, blah, blah. Like it's very much not just about the money. In many production spaces, it is. And yeah. So I definitely hope that this continues to expand and people, we're available. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really fluid too. You know, it's like, we could do podcasts, you know, I'd really, there's a lot, cause podcasts are like the Wild West. They really go crazy on those things, you know? And even just, I've had to tell podcasters, when you do someone's story because it's in the news without their consent, you understand that there's a ripple effect from that. And that sort of thing that people just take for granted, like I can just freely, I mean, you can legally freely report on anything, but is that the kindest, most ethical?
Also, if they're alive, check in with them.
Happen to me. I have a Google alert on myself, as I'm sure you do. And I've had podcasts about me and I'm alive. So yeah.
So then you now have a new venture, mm-hmm. Which is really just the things you've been doing, but like now again, making it official, making it a career, making it like, also something you have trained to do, right? You didn't just wake up one day and was like, oh my God, I want to be an investigator. No. So tell us about Special K Investigations.
Sure. So I don't have quite all the degrees that you do, but I have a lot of certifications. Mine's more like in threat management kind of stuff. I always have to throw out because I'm very impressed with all your degrees. So I did not have a great experience with law enforcement. Surprise, it happens, you know, it was not good. And the one detective that was really great, he retired. So completely on my own. And then as the strike was going on and work was really slow, I was working with him and like sending him a lot of victim survivors and being like, please, no one is listening to this individual. I need you to be a liaison to law enforcement. So I was like sending him people. And he's like, why don't you just come work with me in BPI? You're already doing all of this stuff. Like, what are you, just come, let's just do a firm. So my two partners, they're amazing. Between the two of them, they have 60 years combined of investigation experience. Is incredible. And also realizing a lot of people are just not comfortable with traditional law enforcement route. And they much rather talk to me. A lot of our clients are sex workers, specifically OnlyFans creators, because the company, our specialty is stalking and missing persons. We don't do the like, is my man cheating on me? Like we don't do those where that's not for us. We don't do insurance fraud, which a lot of PI work. We don't do that. We do stalking, missing persons. Because people don't realize with missing persons, unless you're a minor, they're not looking for you. It's brutal.
You know, that is such a hard thing for people to hear because there are so many people that are like, well, something is bad. Just call the police.
And then what?
And right? That's the thing. And then what?
Right. So we have this company, and as I was saying, a lot of our clients are OnlyFans creators, especially when you're like a top creator, you have a team that's going over all of your, you know, interaction. So you may not even know who your problem person is, and maybe you go do a feature dance or a signing or something, and this person who's created this parasocial relationship with you, they think they're talking to you every day, right? They come up and the interaction's weird and they start to stalk you, right? So we kind of fill in that space. We do everything. We do security assessment of your home. We go through your tech. We do the risk minimization. We come up with a plan. We'll build your case together. If you want to go the traditional way, we'll do the restraining order. We'll do the court. We'll do the law enforcement liaison. And if you don't, there's some things that I cannot say, but we offer some services that are a different thing that cops don't
do. I love support.
Right? Support. Like we do what needs to get done. And I'll just say that, which is very effective.
That sounds wild.
You know?
Sounds very mob wife of you. And I love it.
Good.
But I do think that there's such a stigma to like PI work because, you know, again, people watch TV shows and they don't actually know, you know, where to find this, like how much it costs, those kind of things. And I know, just if you could speak to a little bit, I know it varies, but maybe like even give people the idea.
Sure. So what we do specifically with stalking is we have a year-long retainer program, because if we were billing you hourly, because these things are ongoing, it would be a fortune. So we have like a set rate for that. But also, because I always want to be as inclusive as possible. And I remember back to when my stalking started and I was living in a little studio apartment and I had nothing. That is not so many years ago for me to have forgotten that. So we just launched, and I'll send it to you, our Patreon, where for as low as $5, you can get YouTube videos. So even if you can't get all of our services, you know, you can watch videos of me telling you like tips for getting restraining orders or, you know, whatever. And then for like a little bit more, you can do direct calls with us. And then for a little bit more, we have like a secure cloud where you can upload your information and we can help you do that so that the person may not be tracking it. So we offer other things that are affordable and inclusive. But yes, there, as far as like the year-long program, it does cost money because, for example, you might call me at 2 o'clock in the morning. We are 24/7. Okay. Like that's the first thing. This is a 24/7 service. So if you call me at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're like, I think they've hacked into my iPhone, we would send somebody to you. Like there, you have to, we're having experts coming, right? So that is not for free, but we do as much as we can to try and keep the cost down and make it reasonable. And if there's something like, say, for example, you know, you could do a la carte stuff too. If you're just like, I need a really thorough background check. This person feels shady. I don't know what's going on. Like that's, you don't need the whole year of services if we're just doing that. Right. So we can, sure. We can make things work with people. Yeah.
Where do you like, do you only work in California? Do you work, yeah. Are we global or what are we doing? How do we reach? Yeah, so how do we get reached?
So we're licensed in California and Nevada, which is really hard to get a license in Nevada. Like there's so much shadiness in Nevada. So we're California and Nevada, which is great because Our clients, a lot of them are in Vegas now, right? That's where a lot of people go. However, we have the ability to take cases all over the country. And we're part of the International Policemen's Union, whatever, because that's law enforcement all over the world. So, you know, obviously, well, again, we could talk about Diddy in a minute, which HSI and involving international policing. Well, we'll get there. But yes, we do have the opportunity to work with foreign entities or other people across the US. We're primarily California, Nevada. And I say that just because we can actually go to your door, right? But there are things that we could do with people that are potentially, like we have people in New York, sure. You know, like depending where you are, we can make it work elsewhere. But yeah, mm-hmm. We're physically, because Leo is in Nevada. So we have home bases in California, Nevada.
Yeah. Can you speak a little bit more? Because I don't want folks to just be like, well, I'm not an OnlyFans person, but I'm having this happen. Like speak to all of the clientele and also who might hire you? Like who comes to you just like as a human?
I can't tell the details, but we have an extortion case. Somebody who was at a fun party and got filmed without their consent and they're being extorted. That's one of our clients because they're not comfortable going to the police for that. Right. So that's one kind of case. And as I said, primarily stalking. And again, you don't have to be OnlyFans. I'm just saying that just lately it seems to be like a common thing. All across the board, really. I mean, stalking victimization or perpetrators can be anyone. So, and I know this from, you know, the work that I did prior to being a PI. Like if you're being stalked, there are so few resources. Law enforcement probably isn't listening to you. You're probably not getting any help. So we exist to fill that gap.
I love all of this. In the mentioning of the music industry, you know, we also support people in all these different spaces. Like there isn't just one survivor. Like, sure, we may have focus in our work, but like we really have our little fingertips in everything, especially in Los Angeles. And you and I keep up with the different stories that are happening. We have been watching this unfolding of Sean P. Diddy Combs from, you know, knowing that the statute of limitation again was going to expire in New York, and then her case came out, and then it just seems like it keeps going. And at this point you said so-and-so, and I was like, who? So tell us again who now is a part of this in case people just don't understand.
Oh, HSI, Homeland Security Investigation. So what that says to me is that there's a trafficking element, as in, I mean, that's just what that, I haven't looked over. I know you said there was the court records. I did not get a chance to look at them today. I was on the job. But when I see, you know, HSI in the background, like, yeah, there's trafficking. that I'm sure that's probably in the court docs. I'd be shocked if it wasn't.
Sure.
Or it's coming.
Speaking of, is this like something that Special K works with, like trafficking cases?
Yeah, actually, I got a call from one of my partners that there may be something in Dubai with trafficking. I don't know the details and I couldn't talk about it, but yes. Mm. Yeah. I mean, Vegas, we're going to be in Vegas a lot. Lots of trafficking in Vegas. Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Outside, I mean, scary.
I wish she retained us. There was a woman that had a situation, and when she described it to us, it was very clear to all three of us. And we were all texting each other going, trafficking. Because she came to us thinking that it was stalking, and it was like, no, stalking with the intent to traffic you, right? Ultimately, she felt that she had the situation handled on her own, and I hope she's okay, you know, but very concerning to me. Trafficking is, I mean, I'm sure your viewers understand the...
Can you tell us the difference between stalking and like how you can tell their difference if they're just stalking you versus if they're attempting to traffic you?
Sure. Okay. So the legal definition of stalking, which it's slight variations in different states, are two or more unwanted attempts at contact that make a reasonable, and I always say reasonable because they use that against us. They go, you're not being reasonable. That make a reasonable person feel afraid or intimidated or at risk for their safety. Right. So a lot of people are going to hear that and go, oh, that's stalking. I've been stalked. Because every time I give that definition, people kind of realize, right, it validates their experience. So with this individual, with trafficking, it was the car, his behavior towards her, the way that he's monitoring her. It doesn't feel like with the stalking, this also the way this person interacted with her was that they like offered her money. They were leading with that. If someone's stalking you, they're not going to offer you money to try and get in the car. Like, this is somebody who was trying to see.
They're like keep a distance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just everything about this just felt like a slick trafficker. Like, it just, that's what it reads as. Yeah.
Is there any other things? Because this is just a little boop just to kind of really explain, you know, the company so people can have a full understanding. Is there anything else you want folks to know about either of the companies?
Oh, geez. Just so that they hire us, they get to work with us, the two of us, like what a duo. Who wouldn't want that? I don't want them to think it's just me because of the name. You get all this, you know? Listen,
you go on that website, which I'll ask you in a minute where everyone can find you. There's so many amazing people. And I was like, how in the hell? But it literally, my life is always, how the hell does Lenora know all these people? But that's a whole nother conversation.
I know.
But how can people find information about Lenora Claire Consulting or Special K? Like, where do they go?
Lenora Claire LLC. That's the website. And then I'm on Instagram. I don't do the TikTok, but you can find me very easily. I'll always write you back, through that. And then Special K, the website is specialkpi.com. I know everybody laughs when they hear Special K. It's not for that reason. It's not the, that kind of fun word. We're just here for it. Yeah, that's okay. We're not from the 90s ravers.
All right. Well, this is great. I really hope that folks feel like they have more of an understanding from our first conversation, really fleshing it out. I think this work is so important. And I know it's more important than some people know. And sometimes you just know too much shit. And so I'm so glad that you are learning the ways of your expansion to be able to show up for these people, even when they don't know that they need help. So
thank you. And that's something too, real quick, is like, they can also, like, you know, you call it like the smell check. Like, if people are just like, hey, I'm about to do this project. Is this cool? Like, you can hire us and we could, it's so simple. We'll just do a call with you and just be like, you know, here's a couple little things to see if it passes the smell test. It doesn't, again, some people get intimidated when they're like, oh, months and months of work. That must be like, we can absolutely make whatever makes sense, that because we want to protect people. We want to make it the best experience. Well, I always emphasize that we're down to make things work. Yeah.
Yeah. Adaptability is what we totally are. All right, y'all. You got a little snippet here. Stay tuned for more little bonus episodes.